Nitzavim, you stand this day. Deuteronomy 29:9-30:20. You stand this day, all of you, before the Eternal your God, you tribal heads, you elders, and you officials, all the men of Israel, you children, you women, even the stranger within your camp, from woodchopper to water drawer, to enter into the covenant of the Eternal your God, which the Eternal your God is concluding with you this day, with its sanctions, in order to establish you this day as God's people, and in order to be your God, as promised you and as sworn to your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I make this covenant with its sanctions, not with you alone, but both with those who are standing here with us this day before the Eternal our God, and with those who are not with us here this day. Well, you know that we dwelt in the land of Egypt, and that we passed through the midst of various other nations. And you have seen the detestable things and the fetishes of wood and stone, silver and gold that they keep. Perchance there is among you some man or woman, or some clan or tribe, whose heart is even now turning away from the Eternal our God to go and worship the gods of those nations. Perchance there is among you a stock sprouting poison weed and wormwood. When hearing the words of these sanctions, such a one may imagine a special immunity, thinking, I shall be safe, though I follow my own willful heart, to the utter ruin of moist and dry alike. The Eternal will never forgive such individuals. Rather, the Eternal's anger and passion will rage against them till every sanction recorded in this book comes down upon them, and the Eternal blots out their name from under heaven. As for such a clan or tribe, the Eternal will single it out from all the tribes of Israel for misfortune, in accordance with all the sanctions of the covenant recorded in this book of teaching. And later generations will ask, the children who succeed you, and foreigners who come from distant lands and see the plagues and diseases that the Eternal has inflicted upon that land, all its soil devastated by sulfur and salt, beyond sowing and producing, no grass growing in it, just like the upheaval of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboim, which the Eternal overthrew in fierce anger. All nations will ask, why did the Eternal do thus to this land? Wherefore that awful wrath? They will be told, because they forsook the covenant that the Eternal, God of their ancestors, made with them upon freeing them from the land of Egypt. They turned to the service of other gods and worshipped them, gods whom they had not experienced and whom God had not allotted to them. So the Eternal was incensed at that land and brought upon it all the curses recorded in this book. The Eternal uprooted them from their soil in anger, fury, and great wrath, and cast them into another land, as is still the case. Concealed acts concern the Eternal our God. But with overt acts, it is for us and our children ever to apply all the provisions of this teaching. Chapter 30. When all these things befall you, the blessing and the curse that I have set before you, and you take them to heart amidst the various nations to which the Eternal your God has banished you, and you return to the Eternal your God, and you and your children heed God's command with all your heart and soul, just as I enjoin upon you this day, then the Eternal your God will restore your fortunes and take you back in love. God will bring you together again from all the peoples where the Eternal your God has scattered you. Even if your outcasts are at the ends of the world, from there the Eternal your God will gather you. From there God will fetch you. And the Eternal your God will bring you to the land that your fathers possessed. And you shall possess it, and God will make you more prosperous and no more numerous than your ancestors. Then the Eternal your God will open up your heart and the hearts of your offspring to love the Eternal your God with all your heart and soul in order that you may live. The Eternal your God will inflict all those curses upon the enemies and foes who persecuted you. You, however, will again heed the Eternal and obey all the divine commandments that I enjoin upon you this day. And the Eternal, your God, will grant you abounding prosperity in all your undertakings, in your issue from the womb, your offspring from the cattle, and your produce from the soil. For the Eternal will again delight in your well-being as in that of your ancestors, since you will be heeding the Eternal, your God, and keeping the divine commandments and laws that are recorded in this book of the teaching. Once you return to the Eternal, your God, with all your heart and soul, surely this instruction which I enjoin upon you this day is not too baffling for you, nor is it beyond reach. It is not in the heavens that you should say, who among us can go up to the heavens and get it for us and impart it to us that we may observe it? Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who among us can cross to the other side of the sea and get it for us and impart it to us that we may observe it? No, the thing is very close to you, in your mouth and in your heart, to observe it. See, I set before you this day life and prosperity, death and adversity. For I command you this day to love the Eternal your God, to walk in God's ways, and to keep God's commandments, God's laws, and God's rules, that you may thrive and increase, and that the Eternal your God may bless you in the land that you are about to enter and possess. But if your heart turns away and you give no heed, and are lured into worship and service of other gods, I declare to you this day that you shall certainly perish. You shall not long endure on the soil that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and to possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day. I have put before you life and death, blessing and curse. Choose life, if you and your offspring would live, by loving the Eternal your God, heeding God's commands, and holding fast to God. For thereby you shall have life and shall long endure upon the soil that the Eternal swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them.